بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, if there is one thing which is critical and important in life, that thing is prioritization. To prioritize, what is more important than what? Whether it's careers, whether it is investments, whether it is time. People like to talk about time management. There's no such thing, because you can't manage time. Time is not in your control. Time depends on the speed of revolution of the earth. What you can manage is your own life. And how do you do that? By prioritization. By deciding what is more important, what is less important. Those people who can prioritize and then follow that priority, they are successful. Those people who cannot prioritize or do not prioritize, or they prioritize the wrong things, then those people will be unsuccessful. They will waste their time, they will waste their resources, and at the end of the day, there is nothing to show, because they have spent their time and resources on things which are unimportant. So prioritization is critical to success in whatever you do. The key thing about prioritization is to understand the limit, the boundary. So if I tell you, how will you prioritize your day? So what is the first thing that you will see is, how much time do I have in the day? You do not have 24 hours, even though the day has 24 hours. You don't have 24 hours because you have to sleep sometime. No matter how less you sleep, some hours have to go in sleep. You can't say, I won't sleep. You have to sleep. You have to go to the toilet. You have to eat your food and so on and so forth. So some part of this 24 hours is as good as not there, because it is going to go in these necessary things. So now for your prioritization, you will have, depending on how you do that, you will have 14 hours, 16 hours. Usually for most people, it is much less than that. Maybe 8 hours. So, important thing for prioritization is to know how much time we have. Then you can prioritize. Now, Steve Jobs, when he was diagnosed with cancer, I think it was pancreatic cancer or something like this, he gave a speech, and he said, it's on YouTube, you can watch it. Steve Jobs said that the best thing that happened to me was this diagnosis of cancer. So they said, how do you say it's the best thing? He said, because it helped me to put my life in perspective. It helped me to prioritize. He said, now that I know that I have only so much time left, I am very clear in my mind what I want to do and what I don't want to do. I don't get sidetracked, because I know I have only this much. So if I have only 6 months to live, then somebody says, let me go and do this thing or that thing. Let me go on a holiday. Let me maybe spend time on Facebook or whatever it is. Then you will say, no, sorry, I don't have time for this. I have only this much. So therefore, how much time do we have? How much time do you have? How much time do I have? I know the standard answer for all Muslims. I'm not talking about the standard answer. I'm talking about, what do you really believe? Standard answer is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us. You don't know whether you have time when you say Salaam Alaikum on your right shoulder in Salah, whether you will be able to say Salaam on your left shoulder. That much stuff, that is the amount of time you have. Standard answer. We all give the answer, we don't believe this. Seriously, ask yourself, do you believe this? You don't believe this. Because if you believed it, you would not be living your life in this mindless, moronic way that we are living. So why should we lie to ourselves? If you want success in life, the first rule is, do not tell lies to yourself. If you want success in life, first rule is, do not lie to yourself. And that's what we do very well. We tell lies to ourselves. So the serious question that I want to ask myself and you and remind you and myself is, how aware am I that I will die? If I am aware that I will die, then prioritizing in my life will become the easiest thing in the world. Because I will only do those things which will benefit me after death. Anything which has either no benefit or which is harmful, I will not do. It's a no-brainer. I mean, if you are sure of dying, then something which is not beneficial, why would you do that? Tell me. There's no reason, but there's no way that you will do that. The example I always have, because I travel a lot, I always remember this. When I'm sitting in the airport, there are some very nice airports in the world. You go to Changi Airport in Singapore, that's like the only thing better than Changi is Jannah. Now, is everything in Changi. there's a rainforest in Changi, there are birds in Changi, there is a spa in Changi. You name it, it's there. But what is top of your mind when you are sitting in Changi Airport? The rainforest? Or what time does my flight go?
Flight.
No matter how nice the airport, Dubai Airport is also very nice, beautiful shopping, this, that. No matter how nice the airport, no matter how nice the lounge, no matter anything, your focus, if you have any sense, your focus and your intelligence, you are thinking about what time is my flight? By what time do I need to get to the gate? Because you know very well that how, no matter how beautiful the airport is, if you get lost in that airport, if you're sitting in some place watching a movie, or if you are, you know, all of this is there. I mean, you go to Changi, there is a full movie theater, the works. If you're sitting there doing all that and your flight leaves, then you are in trouble. You can't go there and say, you know what, I'm sorry, you have such a beautiful airport. I was admiring the airport. I was walking around in the rainforest. I was, you know, shopping and so on. So just give me another ticket. No other ticket. You will be in trouble. So you know this. If you have any intelligence, you know this thing. So you say, no. Whatever is in this thing is nice within the period of time that I have. Even in that period of time, I will prioritize. If it is time for Salah, I will go pray my namaz first before I go anywhere. For shopping, I won't just go wandering around. If I have something specific to buy, I will buy. Otherwise, let me go to the lounge, or go to the restaurant, have some food, whatever. So even that, you will prioritize. You will not say, I have to see everything here. No. Because top of the mind is what? What time is my flight? That's the sign of intelligence. Anyone who's not doing that, you will say this man is a fool, because he's lost his flight. Now he's wandering around. He doesn't have money, whatnot. Now that is what I remind myself of whenever I travel. I think about this. I say, okay, I'm focusing on my flight. How am I focusing in my life? The only difference, obviously, is there is a flight time we know. Here the flight time we don't know, but we know it is there. That flight can get cancelled. The flight time that we think we know, which is so definite, can get cancelled. Flight can get delayed. But this will not get cancelled. And this will not get delayed. لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly, it won't come before, it won't go after. So the question I ask myself and I request you to ask yourself is, how aware are we of our death? And the answer is not some answer to give me or anybody else. The answer is to look for it in your own life. And say, if I am aware that I will die, then this awareness must be visible in how I prioritize my life. If that awareness is not visible in how I am prioritizing my life, then I am living like the example I gave, like somebody who is wandering around in an airport, enjoying this sight and that sight, and he has lost complete awareness of what time is flight, that person is headed for trouble, nothing else. So let's ask ourselves this question. Let's not wait for people like Steve Jobs, may Allah keep you safe and healthy always. But we don't need to, for a doctor to tell us, how long we have to live, because in any case the doctor doesn't know that. He is saying whatever he is saying out of his guesswork. There are any number of cases where these predictions have gone wrong, and it's quite natural. The doctor is a human being, how does he know? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that one day you will die. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah said, say to them, you will die. Malakul maut has been set. That is his job. And you will be brought back to your Rabb Jalla Jalala. So let us think about that. Let us look at our lives. And let us reprioritize before it is too late. Because as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and the word of the Nabi is haq, we do not know when it will come. We do not know when it will come. I think I have mentioned this story before, but let me quickly say it. I was in a place called Nuneaton in England, and we were in Jamaat, and somebody said that one of the local brothers, he passed away yesterday. So we are going for Taziyat to his house. So would anybody like to come? So our Amir said, why don't we go? So I went, and along with me two other people. We went to the brother, to the house of the brother of the person who died. So the one who died was the younger brother, the one whose house we went to was the elder brother. They used to all live together, big joint family, Pakistanis. So we sat there and then, you know, said whatever we had to say. Then they said, how did it happen? Was he sick or something? This man says he was perfectly fine. He said, my brother was a taxi driver. And his routine was, he said, my mother used to live with him. And his routine was that he would come home for lunch. And he and my mother would eat lunch together. And he said, the Bahu, that is the brother's wife, she would make hot chapatis and parathas and she would serve them. So he said, yesterday, same way, as per his routine, he came, parked his car, came and sat down, and he's sitting across on the sofa, dastarkhan, from his mother. And he said his wife brought the rotis. He said, my brother took a piece of the roti and he put it in the curry. And he said, he did this action. He said he rubbed the roti in the curry and he put it in the curry and he put it in the curry. He said, when he was doing this, he said, my mother saw this. She saw this is a very strange thing. So she said, his name was Javed. So she said, Javed, kya kar raha hai? He said, Ma, meri jaan ja rahi hai. And he died. Just like that. He said, meri jaan ja rahi hai. He said, Ma, I'm dying. And he died. They kept that plate with the piece of chapati and the curry, they had kept. And they showed us that. I have seen it. Half the chapati, one piece, and the curry. That is how much time we have. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take ibrat from what we see and hear, and to prioritize our lives, and to live thoughtfully with only one focus, which is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.